Well, now you guys know I'm not a golfer, but Biggie has spent a lot of time on the golf course, and Chris Kelly has as well. So I'll defer to you two on that.
Okay. We'll play seven.
Maybe eight, depending on the weather.
We'll do eight.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I mean, you've revolutionized the golf game. You don't have to play in multiples of nine.
No, you do not. No, you don't.
You're not beholden anymore.
I'd like to think that we provided some, inspiration for places like Topgolf.
Agreed.
Because there, you just play a game or two, head on home.
Going home.
You don't have to do 18.
100% agree. We were the first to get off a golf course after seven holes when Biggie said,
I think I can see my car.
That was a lot. I remember. Yeah, okay. All right. That's it. Yeah.
We got two to go. We got two to go. I'm close enough.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it was a humid,
a hot day. Very hot day.
Oh, really? We had 11 to go, but we were scheduled to play 18, but we went off after seven. It's like, all right, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Enough already. But so we'll be able to comment on this.
Okay, thank you.
Golfing story.
So we take you to things got ugly in a hurry at a golf course in Indiana this past Friday afternoon. We take you to the links at Heartland Crossing in Morgan County. It sounded like it was a busy afternoon. This is, I think it was right around 3 in the afternoon. I can't be sure. But anyway, as one group of golfers finished up their ninth hole of the day, they decided to go to the clubhouse to order a little bit of food.
Yeah.
Probably
very,
fairly
very common.
One of the best parts of golf.
Hot dog at the turn.
The best.
Dog and a Coke at the turn. Fantastic. Yep. I used to have a pickled egg. Heck yeah, man. Yeah, they have sometimes.
Right out of that jar.
They have those red meat eggs in the jar.
Delicious.
That's livid. That is livid. Mm-hmm. Get you a hot dog, get you an M&M, a peanut M&M or whatever.
Pee indoors.
Pee inside. It's great. It's
right out on the course.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when you become a man.
Yeah.
When you get one of those eggs. Because as a kid, you see these eggs in a jar. You're like, I would never. And then as you get older, you're like, you know what? Let me live a little.
Yeah.
You just look at these old, to your mind, degenerates reaching their hand in.
Then when you taste it, you're just like, oh, what a treat.
Really good. I really enjoy that at the turn. That's my favorite part of golfing.
What's in here? Vinegar.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you sort of regroup. A lot of times I'm ready to quit at that point. Once you get it, it's like,
but then you realize you're only halfway done. I'm only halfway done.
That's right.
But you get a Gatorade, you go back out.
Out there to go again. Correct. All right. So
the group has completed nine, going to get food.
Yeah.
Now the group behind them, I'm assuming these are foursomes. The group behind them decided to scoot past.
Not stop at the turn.
And not stop at the turn and begin playing hole number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how serious a breach of golf etiquette that is.
Not at all.
If you're stopping, I've always thought if you're stopping and the group behind you is not, they're allowed to keep it rolling.
I agree.
Really?
That's happened to me many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not as frowned upon as you might think.
I don't think it's frowned upon at all, really. I mean, many times you go out to the 10th hole and now you're behind somebody because they went ahead and passed you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a breach because the stop at the turn is, a few minutes. It's five, 10 minutes.
Use the restroom.
Yeah.
You got to make your dog.
Yeah.
Get, it's easily, I'd say, even closer to 10 or 15.
I agree.
How often when you're playing 18 do you blow past the halfway point break?
When I used to play, most of the time we'd stop.
I didn't get this body by continuing on.
Biggie hit the rest stop. Is what he's saying.
We usually stopped. Now, sometimes though, if it was crowded and we already had a snack or something in the cart, and said let's make some ground up here and pass these guys who are stopping. I mean, I've done that. Yeah.
So that's the situation.
Yes.
That's what's happening here.
Right.
And when the group who'd stopped for food saw what had happened, they got angry.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly one of them. Words were exchanged, and the harshest came from an unidentified 54-year-old man. He's in the first group, who called one of the women in the second group the A word and the C word.
C word's a breach. That's over the line.
Yeah, that's over.
That's over the line.
That's golf course etiquette fail.
A word, fine. C word, you are over the line. You do not use the C word.
No.
I'm sorry. So the C word lady had passed.
Correct.
So, okay. Well, here's another thing I'm going to throw in here. Biggie, you can comment on this. Women sometimes play slower than men.
Well, the problem is they can't hit it as far.
They play.
Oh, did I say that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, out loud.
A lot of times you get behind women. It's like,
here we go.
I hate to say that.
Now, are we talking on the golf course or like every day?
This is golf course specific.
This is golf course specific. If now, let me say, if women had passed me, it'd be like, oh, man. I wouldn't say anything, but it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, you're behind them.
Now we're behind women.
Nine more holes.
And it's sometimes there. Now, there are many women golfers who better, a lot better than I am. They go faster.
Yeah.
Sometimes a group of women means slower play.
I'll never forget one time I was playing golf with my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on vacation in Orlando. And we got paired up with a father and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law was like, oh, yeah, here we go. Let's show her. Huh? Yeah. I'm going to show her what this is about.
Yeah.
And then let her hit from the ladies' tees.
Let's watch the big doggy.
Yeah.
That's right. Hand me the driver.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
And she played from the ladies' tees. But what we didn't know was she was a collegiate golfer.
Crushed it.
Who absolutely
beautiful swing.
Yes.
Schooled us.
Yes.
In every way, shape, and form.
When I got married, my wife's cousin is a phenomenal golfer. I didn't know that. You know Stephanie. She's a great golfer.
I've seen her on the links, but I've never seen her swing.
I didn't realize how good. I mean, I had no idea. So, like, the first time I met her, you know, she says, do you golf? I said, yeah, I golf. Yeah. And I said, do you play? She goes, yeah, I play a little, whatnot, you know. And I said, well, what do you?
Par three.
Yeah. I said, what do you do? Par three, whatever. And I said, you know, what do you shoot? She said, I don't know, 74, 75. And I was like, no, seriously, no. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is that adjusted?
Yeah.
Is this like on a scale? Or
what are you doing? We went out there at one point, and she just trounced me. I mean, of course, she's a great golfer. She played in college. And it's
I didn't know.
Forget it. I mean, yeah. If she really wanted to, she could break par. I mean, if she worked out really hard.
Okay.
Phenomenal golfer. And here I am hitting it. That's the one where I hit it out on the median, out on on Highway 9 or 17. I was out on 17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over there at the Carolina Opry.
I did that on purpose. It's better to come from that angle at the green.
I'm telling you. That's embarrassing. That's
in my yardage book.
You know, that is embarrassing. Yes, I mean, there are many great women players. However, sometimes women do. That's the knock. A lot of times you say women play more slowly than men.
So when the husband of the woman who was insulted by the A and the C words, the two men got into one another's faces. Now, one is 54, one is 34. And then pretty soon the punches started flying. And the 34-year-old man, his name is Jerry Whitaker, objectively beat the hell out of the older man.
I'm not surprised. And it was the older guy that used the C word, right? Didn't he say about the 34-year-old man's wife? Yeah, well, I'm not surprised he got beat up. Yeah.
So the 54-year-old suffered 7 broken ribs, a punctured lung, broken vertebra, major laceration on the forehead.
Oh, my God. Did he beat him with a golf club? I mean, that really sounds awful.
He picked him up. He picked him like a body slam and then knocked him to the ground. And, you know, in my day, when someone hit the ground, the fight was over. But now you ground and pound.
God, that's 7 broken ribs. That's miserable.
Oh, he beat and kicked the hell out of him.
Oh.
So Jerry's been charged with at least 3 felonies at this point.
The 34-year-old.
Yeah. The younger man.
Yeah. Even though he didn't really start it, I think they're in the right. I mean, he's wrong for beating the guy up so badly. Mm-hmm. But they were in the right for passing. You don't get to go in the restaurant and then wait. Everybody else waits.
No. Your space.
You can't keep your space.
Here's a question to think about during the break.
Yeah.
What age did you start thinking this guy's going to kick my ass? Like, when do you stop thinking I can hold my own?
Very early.
Long ago. I don't have to think about that.
You don't think,
No.
I definitely think 40 was for me.
Pre-junior high.
Oh, God. At 15,
I'm not talking about the hardos who, you know, still make videos saying they can kick anyone's ass.
No, I knew.
The normal man, I think, at 40, you go, that guy's going to kick
my ass. I was way younger than that.
Really?
Way younger than that.